This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I am so thrilled about today's show and excited to see where God takes us as we have a very, really neat topic and a neat guest with us today, Kathleen Skore. She is the founder and executive director of CLI Prison Alliance, and right now they've got their 25th anniversary push going on for inmates. They love to bring Bibles to inmates. CLI, welcome, Kathleen.
Here on this bright, sunny Saturday morning.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is.
I hope it's beautiful in Richmond and the other places that are listening to us today. It's beautiful out here in Winston-Salem. Apparently, it must be. You're in Raleigh this morning?
Yes, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so it is 25 years that you guys have been providing inmates, Bibles, and resources. Can you tell our listeners just a moment about what CLI is?
Sure. Actually, we didn't start out in the prison. So we've been in prison since about 2002. But as soon as we got there, we knew that that's where the Lord wanted us. But we started out simply. We started out providing books in the YMCA, and then God led us into prisons. But the ministry started 25 years ago. I was saved in 1995. I came to the Lord a little late in life, but, you know, I just praise Him that that He called me when He did. And so after I was saved, I started reading Christian books and Bibles and you know, different versions of the Bible and translations, rather. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great if other people had the advantage of these books, because they really help you understand who God is in different subjects. I mean, you end up with a Christian book as you really have someone who is a mature Christian, who has really been walking with the Lord a long time and, you know, really has some great teaching. So I ended up just going down to the local YMCA, and we put some books there, and that's how it started, and it grew from there until we had some extra books, and we wondered what we were going to do with them, and we thought, well, let's see if the prisons can use them. So we called prison chaplains, and as soon as we started calling the prison chaplains, it was like, you have no idea what an answer to prayer you are, because they don't have the resources to purchase Christian material. So it was a great partnership that started right away. And so we were happy to provide the books. Then we started stamping our books and Bibles with our name and address. And that way inmates could write to us. And that was eye-opening. We started getting letters from inmates talking about how the books were changing their lives, how they were turning to the Lord, and how He was really answering their prayers and restoring family relationships, and just an amazing testimonies, and just a great praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So and so then it didn't take long for us to realize that God was working in the prisons and we needed to join Him full time. So that's how we got into prisons, and we decided we were a prison ministry, but it took us a little longer to change our name. And I know, Robbie, that you know this, but we were Christian Library International, and we just recently changed our name to CLI Prison Alliance to more clearly show who we are and let people know that we are a prison ministry.
Awesome. Yeah, and The Truth Network is actually partnering with CLI Prison Alliance in a push for the next 3 months. We're going to see, we're looking for 25,000 Bibles. Is that right? We're going to hope to bring to the prisons, yes. Kathleen?
Oh. Yes, we would. Yes, that is the biggest need are for Bibles. Just, you know, there's 2.2 million men and women that are incarcerated. And, of course, it's more people are incarcerated each day. So there's a great need for Bibles. And no matter how many Bibles we send in, it's just not enough. So we hope to at least make a dent in that. And so we're really appreciative of the partnership, Robbie, because I know that you really love to see people saved and really love to see the Lord Jesus glorified. And he's certainly glorified in the prisons. I mean,
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, and for those tuning in today, you're going to hear some stories that Kathleen has of those letters that she's describing in prison, people that she's run into, of what an impact God is making through that. And I've got some of my own stories, actually. I have a dear friend who's been incarcerated for 13 years, and what I've learned as a result of visiting him, and you know, I never would have thought I'd spend as much time in prison as I have.
Yeah.
But even if you go visit, you can't help but get a sense of what I would say is how rich the soil is in the valley of humiliation. That, oh my goodness, these people are at a place in their lives where they're really searching for answers, and how beautiful it is that Kathleen's ministry has come along inside of that. So, but those who are regular listeners to Kingdom Pursuits know that Robbie has got to tell his jokes, and Robbie's going to have to do his riddle. So you might guess that, speaking of 25 strong, oh, you got my music back. I'm so excited about that. I love this music. It's just wonderful. So speaking of 25 strong, I don't know if you knew this, Kathleen, but during a lively game of pickup basketball in heaven, from what I understand, it was Peter and Jesus. They were going to play to 25. See, 25 strong. It was a strong game.
Yeah.
And you might be shocked to know that, you know, Jesus kept shooting, but Peter denied him three times. I'm just saying. And, you know, again, speaking of strong, anybody who does laundry, right, they get a chance to be as strong as God. Did you know that, Beth Ann?
I did not, Robbie.
You do.
Kathleen may have.
Yeah, especially if you do the laundry 25 times, each time you're going to have to be like God and separate light from dark. Mm. See, that takes strength.
It does.
It does, yeah. All right, so.
That's good, Robbie.
He's got a whole list of them, Kathleen.
And while you're at it, you might have come across, you know, I was washing the laundry, and my wife showed me that she found this Jonah T-shirt. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's strong. It's like they got it right from the poison label. It says, if swallowed, induce vomiting. That's the Jonah T-shirt. And, of course,
yes.
Noah is pretty strong himself. You know, he was the first to download from the cloud, just saying.
That was funny.
So yeah. At the end of all that, you knew I would actually have a riddle. And today's riddle is 25 strong. Who, according to the book of Numbers, according to the book of Numbers, had to be 25 strong to serve at the temple? Who had to be 25 strong, according to the book of Numbers, so there would be no temple tantrums? You had to be 25. So if you have the answer to that, you call us at 866-348-7884. And if you do that, Beth Ann, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, Robbie, they will win something from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Closet.
And, yes, we have wonderful stuff in there. All you got to do is call us at 866-348-7884. Tell us who, according to the book of Numbers, had to be 25 strong to serve at the temple. So when we come back, we've got stories. Let me tell you about what God's doing in the prisons. We need your help and your partnership. You can go to Kingdom Pursuits today, and you can just click on the link and go right to cli.world and donate. But we're going to be talking about how easy it is to do this and how wonderful it is. So stay tuned. We got so much coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we have Kathleen Skor, founder and executive director of CLI Prison Alliance. And you can see she's kind of a poster child for God took her passion for Christian literature and for the Bible and is using that in a phenomenal place in prisons across the country. With CLI Prison Alliance, their 25th anniversary, we're helping push here on the Truth Network Bibles for inmates. Again, if you're listening to the first part of that and you want to know how to do that, you go to kingdompursuits.com and just go. You can see Bibles for Inmates, and you can click right there, get to the link to donate to CLI. So, Kathleen, along these lines, you were kind of astounded by these letters when you stamped it. Was that something that you had in mind when you put the address in there?
Well, we thought we would get some response because we just wanted to see. And initially, when we started sending the book out, I mean, I just wanted to get them out in the prisons, but I just wanted men and women to know the Lord, because the Lord made such a huge difference in my life. I mean, I can't imagine living without Jesus. But then after a while, we started wondering, well, I wonder what is happening to the books. And we started thinking, you know, it's really, we're missing praising the Lord with what he's doing with the book. So I did expect some response, but not like we received. I mean, and the testimonies, just just praise and thanksgiving to God for being saved or learning something deeper about him, or just in many, many different ways. As you know, there's so many different kinds of topics, books.
And so I'm wondering, as you think back through some of those letters, the ones that just like, oh my goodness, I just can't even, like, just blew my mind. And while you're thinking about that, I had a guest that I've actually interviewed her two or three times. Her name's Shelley, and she was a prostitute and also got involved in a lot of drugs because she was sort of a madam for this particular ring of prostitution. And she ended up going to Turkey. And she got involved with what was the largest drug deal ever busted in Turkey. And so she ends up going to prison in Turkey. Like, can you even imagine? And there's only like two or three people in this whole Turkish prison that speak English. Now, some missionary sees this and smuggles a Bible into her. She was like the Kathleen Skor of Turkey. So Shelley, she had a grandmother that had been praying for all these years. And what she told me, I've never forgotten this interview, because she was like, Robbie, I had never experienced any freedom in my life until I went to prison. That all of a sudden she found herself where she was no longer, you know, under the slavery of the men that were taking advantage of her. She was no longer under slavery to drugs. And so then she found herself, you know, in a place where I really need to understand what I'm doing with my life. And here comes this Bible. So she does, like you, get saved radically, phenomenally. And, you know, a lot of people were praying for her. It's a great story. But the thing that blows my mind is that she takes the Bible that she's been given and she thinks, I don't want to just, you know, if I walk out of here, they're going to throw it away. So I'm going to stuff it down inside this mattress and maybe, you know, God can use it. Mm-hmm. Well, she will tell you that there were only two English-speaking inmates in the entire prison system at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 years later, she gets a call from this lady that says, oh my goodness, you don't know how you saved my life. Mm-hmm. I was asleep one night, felt this lump in my mattress, right? And there was this Bible.
Wow.
And this second person was saved from the same Bible. Like, oh my goodness. You know, it's, and so when you think about what a freedom we have in the United States to actually provide Bibles to people what God can do with that, you know, it's absolutely phenomenal. We're going to get to her stories here in a minute, but we got Martin is in Raleigh this morning. He's got a guest on our riddle. So, Martin, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you today?
I'm having a blast, as always. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you very much. And that's a great riddle, talking about the Lord speaking to Moses and telling him the Levites that would serve as priests in the temple would have to be 25 years old.
Yes, you're exactly right. Yeah. Oh, the crowd goes wild, Martin. That's absolutely a beautiful passage. And don't you find it fascinating that God's attention to detail there? Because, yeah. You know, when we think of that in our culture, 25 is, you know, not all that old. But back then, you know, they didn't live all that long. So, you know, that was a pretty strong thing. That they were going to require people.
He even specified that they would stop. They would stop their servicing in the tabernacle at age 50. But he must have known their short lifespan at that time.
Yeah, so they had 25 years before retirement. I think it's just fascinating that God, you know, said it. Here you go. This is the deal. And away you go. That's wonderful, Martin. I'm really impressed that you were able to determine that so easily. Have you got any experience in your own life with a prisoner that you've seen God do something with?
Well, I had an experience with an electrician who was tired of working, so he held up a store and got to be a prisoner.
Yeah, they will.
I tell you.
And then what happened after that happened?
Well, I've been meaning to go visit that guy. He seemed like he wanted to be in prison. He had a lot of difficulties, but probably is on some sort of addiction to a drug.
Yeah, that's probably you're likely accurate. And of course, we can't go visit anybody right this very moment. But man, oh man, if you want to have some fun, go visit somebody you know in prison. It's almost amazing to me, how fun it is. It's really a fun thing.
Are some of the prisons open to having Bible studies?
Oh, they absolutely are. They love that kind of thing. And so, you know, if God puts your heart to it, you just go ask, and you'll be amazed at how easy it is to get involved. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on the prison system, in North Carolina, you have to be on an inmates list in order to be for them to have you as a visitor. Mm-hmm. And so you'd have to write him first and say, can you put me on your list? And so, believe me, they're so thankful to get a letter because they never get them that'll be a huge thing. And then once he gets that, he'll put you on his list and away you go.
Well, I'll have to try it out someday.
Thank you, Martin.
Sounds good.
God bless you. I appreciate you calling in today. That's awesome.
I appreciate the show very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, Kathleen, I'm guessing you've had a chance to spend some time in the prison system?
Well, actually not. And I wanted to mention something because, well, first of all, that was a great job that Martin did on the riddle. So congratulations, good. Martin. But I wanted to mention something to Martin, and maybe some of your other listeners might be interested. But we have a correspondence Bible study that we provide to over 1,300 prisons. So when an inmate writes in, what we do is we connect them with our Bible study if they would like to do it. And then we have volunteers who review the Bible study. We do have an answer key on our website. But, for example, Martin was saying, you know, maybe he would at some point. Well, he can volunteer with us, and then he can disciple an inmate through the mail. And it's very effective, very, very effective. Anyway, like last year, we had our volunteers reviewed over 15,000 Bible study lessons from inmates. And,
really?
And answered, yes, yes. And so, and it's interesting because, you know, the Bible really, when Paul wrote the letters, he was really discipling the church through the mail. So it's really not, you know, it's really not a new idea.
It's yeah, from prison too, by the way, you know, he was.
So, you know, and that's funny because I think inmates really can connect with Paul, although we had a speaker one time who had come to the Lord and he was sharing his testimony at one of our dinners. And he said, you know, he really appreciated Paul because, you know, because Paul was incarcerated. And then he thought a moment as he was saying it, you could just kind of see his mind working. And then he said, but actually, Paul was persecuted and I've been prosecuted.
That's a great line. I'll have to use that. I could probably make a riddle out of that somehow. But nonetheless,
it was so funny because he had not planned it. I mean, you could kind of see it just as he was talking.
Well, we got to go to a break. When we get back, again, CLI, Prison Alliance, you can find them there at kingdompursuits.com. We're going to tell you how easy it is to get involved in this, and I didn't even know it was that easy. So we're going to be right back. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have with us Kathleen Skoor, founder and executive director of CLI Prison Alliance, and their 25th anniversary push that we're partnering with her with the Truth Network, Bibles for Inmates. Now we're going to finally get to tell you, if you'll go to Kingdom Pursuits or CLI.world, either one, you can make it so easy for $10. For $10, you can give actually two Bibles because they got a match going on right now, right, Kathleen? So $10
Correct.
Usually buys one Bible. So for right now, you can send two Bibles for $10, right?
Yeah.
And so how cool is that? So if you think about what an impact you can make with $10, or if you send $100, obviously, it's 20 Bibles. You know, depending on what the Lord puts on your heart, and you could see the impact. I'm sitting there just astounded as I was thinking about what you said a minute ago, Kathleen. Did you say 15,000 Bible study people that, in other words, in order to study 15,000 Bible studies, there's got to be 15,000 Bibles out there that are in obviously in inmates' hands in order to be able to study, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you had asked about a story, and I'm just going to go back a minute if you don't mind.
Please do. I'm excited to hear the story. I would always rather hear a story.
Because I was thinking about which story to tell, and I decided to tell a little bit about Kyle's story because it's a combination of the Bible study and the Bible and just how God works. But anyway, so Kyle was in and out of prison for many years. He had a drug problem. And, of course, his family was falling apart. He had a son who just, as he said, this is Kyle's words, you know, hated his guts and just didn't want to have anything to do with him. But at any rate, he received one of our books that had our stamp in it that we were talking about. A Christian book, and he had been crying out to the Lord. He said, you know, he just really wanted help. He did want to change his life. He just didn't know how. And so when he got the book, he wrote to us, and then, of course, we wrote him back, and we enrolled him in our Bible study, which he started doing the Bible study and growing in the Lord, and, of course, he had given his life to the Lord. And then he got, one of the lessons was on sharing your faith. And he said that he really wanted to do it, but he felt like he wanted to share his faith with his son, first of all. But he had a problem because the son wouldn't talk to him. He wouldn't take his calls. He wouldn't come to visit him. And so finally, one day, it was Father's Day, and his mother talked his son into coming to visit his father on Father's Day. And so when his son came, he had a Bible, one of our Bibles, and so he took his son through the gospel of Jesus Christ using the Bible. And his son, his name was Austin. Austin just fell into his dad's arms and started crying and gave his life to the Lord. And I had had an opportunity to talk to Austin in person. And Austin said, I said, well, what made that difference for you, because you didn't believe anything your dad said? And he said, I don't know, when he was reading the verses, I just knew it was the truth. And I knew what he was saying for the first time was the truth. And of course, it's the truth of the word, and it's the truth of your network, right? Truth,
yeah,
Network,
wow.
Truth Radio. So anyway, so he fell into his arms and he was saved. And now Kyle is out of prison. He's been out for quite a while now. And he's started his own ministry. He has a aftercare ministry for men and women. Well, not women. It's strictly men when they get out of prison. And so he has that ministry going, and he's really helping change a lot of lives. And many people have come to the Lord through his testimony. In fact, he joined our board last year. We asked him to come on the board of directors. So he's kind of, I think he has a great story of how he took advantage of the ministry in not only the books, but of course the Bible and the Bible study, and God really helped him through, you know, each facet of the ministry.
Wow, that is a story. Oh my goodness. I just think about the prayers of the people. In other words, there were people that back there at that time that knew he was going to be sharing, or that he wanted to share Christ with his son. And mm-hmm. How impossible that sounds when you first say, okay, here's this guy in prison. Of course, his son's not going to want to hear anything from him. And then you think, of course, you know, but somebody, all these people had faith to pray, especially, you know, the father. That is just a phenomenal story. And again, you think about the impact that we can have in eternity, like right now, eternal impact, like mm-hmm. $10, $20, $50, whatever God puts on your heart. You just go to CLI.world and the big donate thing comes running that up. Or if you go to Kingdom Pursuits, that's fine. You'll see it again. It says Bible's Friend Mates. And again, just hit the donate button. And oh my goodness, when we get to heaven, there could be an Austin sitting there and his father and who knows what in the world, and what an opportunity we have to do something. Because it was like, in a way, when I think about your ministry, like you had to feel like this is a no-brainer. God's going to make his word come back with all sorts of seeds. And I often think, Kathleen, I really do. I've mentioned this before when I speak at the rescue mission, or when I speak in, you know, to prison ministries, mm-hmm. that, you know, all these guys that are incarcerated in their own way are almost in a better place than some of the people that are in the high rises that are in business offices. The people in the prisons yes. know mm-hmm. that they got a problem. And so they're hungry. Yes. And so what a wonderful place, like I said, in the Valley of Humiliation that John Bunyan talked about in Pilgrim's Progress, what a wonderful place to sow seeds.
Yeah. In fact, you've probably heard this before, Robbie, because we get a lot of letters like this, but we have a lot of letters from men and women who say, I thank God that I was in prison, because if I had not been incarcerated, I would have never come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they're thankful because, you know, that's the most important thing in life is to know the Lord. There's nothing else. There's nothing, nothing can compare with knowing the Lord. So if you have to go to prison, but then you come out or stay in, but you have the life-changing
experience
of Jesus Christ, that that's what it's all about. So
and we think about
thankful.
It yeah, in these times, as you mentioned, through the mail, because right now we can't go visit prisoners, right?
Exactly. And we're getting a lot of letters, letters and mostly emails from prison chaplains right now saying that, as we know that it's true, but they're like, I can't help but express our gratitude for your work, because the inmates can't have visitors, and there's no, no other thing is really helping them as much right now as the word. And so,
yeah, what a time it's for such a time as this, right? It's
yeah.
CLI.world, right? Where were these? And believe me, I've my friend in prison, you know, as we talked to him, yeah, the no visitors adds to the equation of mm-hmm. of how God has shaken all our lives to say, hey, I got some answers. So when we come back, we'll have more with Kathleen. It's CLI.world, or you can go to kingdompursuits.com. Remember, they're going to match whatever you give. So you give $100, $200 goes towards Bibles. Like, oh my goodness, you get 20 Bibles for $100. What a time is this to sow into lives, as we can hear. We're going to have more stories with Kathleen when we come back on what God's doing through CLI, Prison Alliance. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We're so blessed to have with us today Kathleen Skorer, her ministry, CLI Prison Alliance, and their 25th anniversary push for Bibles for inmates. Again, we got so many opportunities to partner with Christ in what he's doing, you know, in so many lives. And this is such a neat thing. We don't have a whole lot of time left, Kathleen, so I just want to make sure you get said anything that God put on your heart you want to make sure that our listeners got to share in today.
Sure. Thanks so much, Robbie. I did want to mention that you were talking about the coronavirus and that inmates, of course, could not have visitors, and the importance of CLI Prison Alliance right now. And, you know, even now, the men and women in prison, they are feeling the stress, not only because not having visitors, but, you know, a lot of them can be fearful as the coronavirus is in the prisons also. And, of course, it's very contagious, as we all know, so it's very dangerous. So it's also a time that men and women are even more open to the Lord. So last year, we had 2,340 decisions for Christ, and this is men and women who have written in and given a testimony that they were saved through a Bible or a book or something that we had sent. And this year, so far, we've already had 1,022 decisions for Christ. So it's definitely a time where they are even more touched and willing to be open to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit moving in their hearts. So I think this is an exciting time, and an exciting time for the Lord as far as bringing more men and women in prison into the kingdom. But a quick story for another story of the Bible was and I know we don't have much time, so I'll just keep it really brief. But this is a chaplain had written this story, and it was a young man that had come to prison, and he was totally out of it on drugs. And so the chaplain didn't know what he could do for him, and the only thing he could think of is, I'm gonna just give him a Bible. Well, it was one of our Bibles. And so he just put the Bible in his cell and left. And then the chaplain didn't have an opportunity to get back to the young man for, I don't know, a week or two, because, you know, chaplains have so many people to minister to. And that's another reason our ministry works well with them, because if somebody gets a Bible or a book, it gives them hope and a way to the Lord. But anyway, so he came back, and the young man was just sitting up bright, alert, on his bed. And he said, "Well, chaplain, you saved my life. You saved my life." And the chaplain didn't know what he was talking about. And he kept saying that over and over, and then he kept showing him all these scriptures that he had, and he had all these scriptures written out and little pieces of paper on the bed. And finally, the chaplain said, "Well, how did I save your life? I don't understand." And he says, "This Bible that you left me," he said, "I was able to read it and really see that this is what I needed, and this is what I need to change my life." And then the chaplain said, well, you have the Bible. Why are you writing out all these scriptures that you have on the bed?" And he said, "Well, chaplain, this is a big book, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to find these scriptures again."
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah, can you just picture that word going into that young man's heart? And you know, giving him hope. Like, wow, like it's just a beautiful time. I mean, I am so excited about the opportunity we have to partner with you all. CLI.world is the way to go to their website, and you can donate now, or you can go to Kingdom Pursuits and click right there. Again, they got a match going on. So, you know, if you give whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you know, if he gives $50, it works out to 100. If you give 100, it gets out to 200, but that's 20 Bibles or other materials. You guys got these Bible studies that are going out. All these things are opportunities for us to partner in such a time as this. For those who really, you know, we think we got our situations, boy, you know, right now being in prison, the virus is spreading through the prison system. You can imagine how fertile the field is right now, Kathleen. It's a scary time. If it's scary for us, I can't even imagine what it would be like not knowing the Lord. And I love your heart on that. And I myself came to faith through reading the Bible.
Awesome.
Yeah. I picked up The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. I wanted to sell more cars. I was a car guy. And he said, if you want to have a positive attitude, you got to read the Bible. So I started getting up every morning and reading the Bible. And that's how I actually, you know, so I can totally relate to that book. Like, oh my goodness, it changes everything.
Wow.
Thank you,
that's
Kathleen.
Awesome.
It is.
Thank
it really
you,
is.
Robbie. Thanks for sharing that. That's an awesome testimony.
Right. Again, one more time, I'll say it's CLI.world. You can push the donate button there or go to kingdompursuits.com. Thank you so much for what you're doing, Kathleen. And thank you for listening today, all you listeners today. You got so much truth coming at you. Encouraging Prayer Storm comes up next with James Banks, followed by The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.